Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The root, the root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. What time is it? It's time for war. I love the way he says that. It's funny. That's our voiceover guy. He is funny. He, like, stretched his voice beyond reason for war. Sounds like he just sprained his groin. Exactly. I've got a new commentary that is out across the country this weekend, syndicated by Creators Syndicate in newspapers around the country and conservative websites around the country. And it is titled, Meet the Greatest GOP Salesman in History. So I've been a Republican for a long, long time. I'm only 60 years old, but I'm a true blue Republican for 57 years. It started in 1964 when I was 3 years old in my father's arms in Mount Vernon, New York, handing out campaign flyers for Barry Goldwater. So I think I know a thing or two about the GOP. 57 years as a Republican. Some argument could be made that my hero, Ronald Reagan, is the greatest GOP salesman of all time. Reagan made America prosperous again. He single-handedly turned a generation of young Americans into proud Republicans, and everybody loved Reagan. A strong argument could be made for President Donald J. Trump as the greatest GOP salesman of all time. Trump's a born salesman, showman, and entertainer. All Trump did was pull off the greatest upset in presidential history by beating Hillary Clinton, even though she rigged the election by spying on Trump and his campaign staff. Trump topped that off in 2020 by getting the most votes of any Republican in history, the most votes of any sitting president in history, and the most new votes ever. No president has ever come close to adding 11 million new votes. Today, despite 7 long years of media and social media hatred, slander, brainwashing, and propaganda against him, just days ago, a new Rasmussen poll found Trump winning the 2024 presidential race by a 50-36% landslide over Biden. And speaking of Trump's popularity, so far in the GOP primaries of 2022, Trump's endorsed candidates are 55-0. This isn't the GOP anymore. It's the DJT, the Donald J. Trump Party. Now that's a great salesman. Legendary, epic, the GOAT, the greatest of all time. But still, I'd argue Trump isn't the greatest GOP salesman in history. That honor belongs to, drumroll please, Joe Biden. Never has anyone in history done a better job of turning the whole country into Republicans. That could be because in less than 18 months as president, Biden has turned the greatest country in world history into a combination of basket case and dumpster fire. The economy is imploding with negative GDP, over 20% real inflation, personal incomes down by 20%, manufacturing already in recession, worker productivity the lowest since 1947, and the stock market crashing. Went down again today, by the way, and that was, the sixth straight week the markets are down. We're suffering from massive hyperinflation, starting to feel a lot like Zimbabwe and the Weimar Republic. The middle class is being destroyed by gas and grocery prices, and it's only getting started. Big cities in the USA under Biden have become no-go zones because of Biden's horrible economy, soft-on-crime policies, and radical Democrat DAs funded by George Soros. Our cities are filled with homeless bums, tent cities, drug needles, poop, pee, unimaginable violent crime rates, and unprecedented retail theft. Because of Biden's insane immigration policies, our border with Mexico is already wide open with millions coming in and about to get much worse on May 23rd. The entire world is coming to America. These are the world's poorest and sickest people, spreading disease and requiring cradle-to-grave welfare. And then there's the crime wave they will bring. Other countries are emptying their prisons to send their worst criminals to the USA. I haven't even mentioned the 1,000-pound elephant in the room, Biden's vaccine mandates. Millions of workers had to be forced vaccinated or lose their jobs, and the result is skyrocketing death and disability rates across the USA. Life insurance companies are in a panic. They report non-COVID deaths up 40% or higher since the vaccine mandate. Worse still, the millennial death rate is up a staggering 84% since vaccines. And if Biden hasn't killed your job with the awful economy, or your income with awful inflation, or literally killed or crippled you with his vaccine mandates, now he's got us on the verge of World War III with Russia threatening nuclear annihilation and China threatening an invasion of Taiwan. The result of this Biden disaster, the latest polls show three remarkable, never-before-imagined developments. Number one, Latinos have moved from lifelong Democrats to a double-digit lead. Can you imagine? Biden's disaster has moved an entire race of people to the GOP in only 18 months. Number two, parents with children under age 18 are now supporting the GOP by a 21-point landslide. Biden has turned liberal mothers into GOP mama bears. Number three, even young people are becoming Republicans. Biden's ratings are now lower among young Americans than any other age group. Stunning development. Yes, Trump is superhuman. The man is unstoppable, a bull in a china shop. But still, the greatest GOP salesman in history award has to go to Joe Biden. Thanks, Joe. You're the best. You've turned the whole country Republican red. No one has ever done it better than you. That's my column that comes out this weekend, Meet the Greatest GOP Salesman in History. And no sooner than I write it, this comes out, just, and I picked this up minutes ago, Democrats continue shedding Hispanic voters as party goes woke and broke. Historically, most Hispanic voters have voted Democrat, which is why Joe Biden's regime has essentially opened up the U.S.-Mexico border to let in a flood of mostly Latin American migrants they hope to someday legalize. But the reality is the Democrat Party is being increasingly led by woke lunatics and economic illiterates whose policies are costing them Hispanic voters by the day. If mostly socially conservative Hispanics aren't leaving Democrats because of their genderless woke nonsense, they're fleeing to the GOP because Bidenflation, meaning Joe Biden's inflation, is wrecking their households, as Reuters reported this week. Ricardo Aguilar sits near his two taco trucks and laments the soaring cost of tomatoes, onions, meat, and cilantro, which have doubled in price in recent months, hammering his Phoenix-based catering business. Aguirre usually votes for the Democrat Party, but with inflation hitting a 40-year high in February, he has a stark warning for Democrats as they try to keep control of Congress in November's elections. If the Republican Party has something better to offer us, I will vote Republican, Aguirre told Newswire, adding he believes Republican lawmakers and leaders are better economic managers whose policies will begin to lower inflation. Aguirre runs Tamales and Tacos Puebla from the heavily Hispanic Alhambra neighborhood. Their talk of skyrocketing food and fuel prices, as well as for a range of other common-use commodities, is beginning to dominate conversations, Reuters noted. The Newswire also reported that of 35 Hispanics who spoke to Reuters in two toss-up races in Arizona and Colorado, 20 of them said they're thinking of switching parties in the fall thanks to never-ending spikes in inflation. According to a recent Axios Ipsos poll, inflation is now the top concern among Hispanics as well as all Americans. Also, a Quinnipiac University poll published on April 13th found just 26% of Hispanic voters approved of Biden's job performance. That's the lowest mark of any demographic. It's just another sign of Democrats long-term losing more Hispanic votes. By the way, they're not mentioning the poll that I saw, which was NPR, National Public Radio, Marist poll, which said there's an 11-point lead among Hispanics for Republicans in the upcoming election. But Danielle Castro-Tobar, 19, from Platteville, Colorado, north of Denver, voted for Biden in 2020. She considers herself a liberal, but she said the prices she and her family are having to pay is making her reconsider support for Democrats. I'm very open to either party now. Meanwhile, the wokeness of Democrats is driving socially conservative Hispanics away from the party. Even Democrat pollsters agree Hispanics have become less dependable to vote Democrat, becoming true swing voters, and the trend to vote Republican is growing, says former Democrat Leticia Munoz, a member of the Executive Committee of the Republican Party of New Mexico. She said more and more Hispanics in her state are switching to the GOP. Why? Radical extremism. While for years Hispanics have voted Democrat, they don't identify with the party or the direction it's going further to the left. And believe it or not, illegal immigration is driving American Hispanics to the GOP as they become increasingly fed up with open border policies. The crazier the Democrat Party becomes, the more Hispanics it will lose. So, you know what's interesting is, I think the average liberal white person is the most nutty person in America. And the enemy of Republicans is not Hispanics or blacks. It is white liberals. That is the natural enemy of Republicans. The people I went to Columbia University with, and when I tell my story about how communist and radical and wacko and mean-spirited and hateful and racist the people I went to Columbia with were against white people, I tell that story at party after party. And every person I meet has another story just like it. Oh, I went to Harvard. I went to Yale. My daughter went to Brown. You know, my son went to Princeton. And they faced the same thing. They couldn't talk. They couldn't say they're Republicans. They could not say a word because the people around them would spit at them or defecate at them. These people are all crazy. They're all mentally ill. They're wacko. They need a kiss and a hug from mommy and a straitjacket and a rubber room. They need to be in mental institutions for the rest of their lives, the average Democrat. It's one thing to say you're pro-choice. It's another to say forever till the moment a baby's born. And then it becomes sick in the head to say a week after birth. Are you crazy? What do you mean a week after birth? I wouldn't allow a person to ever kill a puppy. You're going to kill a baby alive out of the mother's womb? Really? You're all murderers. You're insane. You've lost all perspective. You're wacko, you're radical, and you're committing treason. You're traitors to America. Hateful, crazy, Antifa, BLM nutcases. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root. Keep the faith, baby. MAGA. Folks, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Project and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com, for quite a while now. They're headquartered at Shiloh Ranch in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Project purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away vets who need help, and we can't let that happen. Please help support the Liberty Projects by playing in their annual golf tournament June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. Register at vetsandhorses.com. 100% of all proceeds are used for the program to help vets and horses. 100%. Government does very little for our vets. It's up to us, freedom-loving patriots, to make it happen. Help support this great organization and enjoy a great day of golf. Register today at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com. June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. Register at vetsandhorses.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for SteelsAndDealsLV.com. My great buddy of 20 years, John, built this magnificent business here in Las Vegas. They ship nationwide. It's called SteelsAndDealsLV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. SteelsAndDealsLV.com is a discounted warehouse seller of merchandise to the public and online. Their prices are 30% to 80% off retail. SteelsAndDealsLV.com will beat any legitimate price by a mile. You'll get the best price for any product, TVs, furniture for your home, office, or patio, microwave ovens, mattresses, bed frames, rugs, sofas, sporting goods, treadmills, bikes, automotive parts, desks, chairs, lawnmowers, barbecues, smokers, generators, pianos, refrigerators, wheelchairs. SteelsAndDealsLV.com has it all at 30 to 80% off. Shop around, get the best prices, then go to SteelsAndDealsLV.com, and my buddy John will beat them all. Just go to SteelsAndDealsLV.com or call 725-260-3337. SteelsAndDealsLV.com. It's like stealing!
What life insurance policy is right for you? Ethos Life makes it so easy. It's all online. You go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Click Get My Quote. It will take you to a cool online calculator where it will estimate the coverage and monthly cost. Then you can play around with the slider. Change the amount of coverage and cost so you get what's right for you. And when you are ready, just click Apply. Answer a few questions, and that's it. No doctors, no medical exams, no blood tests. It takes about 10 minutes. It's easy, risk-free. It's one of the best things to do for your family's future. You are in control, and you get the price that's right for you, right now. The best rates are available through this exclusive radio offer. go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. ethosliferadio.com. Go get your quote now.
Raw and unfiltered.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, way down the route, welcome back to the show. Trying to keep my voice alive with my silver lozengers. You know that I just do so much each day, so I don't get much rest for my voice, but I think this weekend I'll finally get some rest. I'll actually have a chance to rest my voice on Saturday and certainly on Sunday. Looking forward to that. I don't have anything going on, no speeches, no TV interviews, no radio interviews, no nothing this weekend, so that's good. No videos to do. Finally a weekend where I can rest my voice a little bit. So hopefully we'll make a comeback with my voice for next week. Trying to keep it alive with tea, with lemon and honey, and my silver lozenges throughout the entire show. Steals and Deals, LV.com is the sponsor of this segment of the show. My great buddy of 20 years, John, built this magnificent business right here in Vegas. It's blown up huge in Vegas and for Vegas consumers. But now he's expanding it nationwide, and they ship nationwide. His business is called Steals and Deals LV. Because you're practically stealing the merchandise. Stealsanddealslv.com is a discounted warehouse seller of merchandise to the public and online. Their prices are 30 to 80% off retail. Stealsanddealslv.com will beat any legitimate price by a mile. Name the product. I don't care what it is. For your home, for your office, for your patio, for your kitchen, for your bedroom, for your living room, for your dining room, for your home office, for your movie theater, for your gym. For your lawn, they have lawn mowers, barbecues, smokers, generators, pianos, automotive parts for your car, sporting goods for your gym, treadmills and bikes, baby chairs, you name it. Stealsanddealslv.com has it all at 30 to 80% off. Shop around, get the best prices, then go to stealsanddealslv.com, and my buddy John will beat them all. What a great idea for the consumers of Las Vegas, and they now ship nationwide. Stealsanddealslv.com online or call them 725-260-3337, 725-260-3337, stealsanddealslv.com. It's like stealing. So when I talk about what Biden is doing to the country, look at this headline. nationwide baby formula shortage hits shocking levels, sparking panic among parents. At retail locations across the United States, about 40% of the top-selling infant formula products were not in stock for the week ending April 24th. And this is Data Assembly, a company that tracks baby formula stock at more than 11,000 stores nationwide. This is a shocking number, says Ben Reich, CEO of Data Assembly. We've been tracking it over time, and it's going up dramatically. We see these categories being affected by economic conditions more dramatically than others. Drugstore chains like Walgreens and CVS have now announced they will limit how many baby formula products each shopper can purchase at a time. And by the way, the average person just isn't very smart. They can limit you that you can only take, say, two out at a time, and you go, oh, my God, what am I going to do if we run out? Well, you walk outside, you get in your car, you close the door, you put the baby formula in the trunk, lock it, go back in the store, buy another two, go outside, put it in the trunk, lock it, go inside, buy another two, go to six other stores and do the same thing three times, six other stores all over your community. And next thing you know, you got 18 baby formula bottles, right? That last you a month, whatever. You get my point. You don't have to, when they say limit something, it means nothing. I used to walk in Costco, buy tissues, toilet paper, paper towels, wipies, and you were limited to two, and I'd buy two of each, and then I'd put them in the trunk and walk in again and buy them again. Nobody knows the difference. Or go to a different Costco store on the other side of town. Nobody will ever stop you. There's three of them in Vegas. Go to all three. In one day, you got all your paper towels, tissues, toilet paper, and wipes for the next 6 months. The average person just doesn't. You're all rules followers. Rules are bullspit. Rules are meant to be broken. Rules are for suckers. So don't. It doesn't matter if they say you're limited. Nothing is limited. I can do whatever I want to do. You just can't bring eight up to the register if they say it's a limited two. But you leave, you go back in, you get another two. You leave, you go back in, you get another two. Am I the only rule breaker in the world? Is everybody else like a sheep? Do you see what listening to government has done to you? They made you get the vaccine. Was that a smart move? Well, everybody's dropping dead from the vaccine. Everybody's crippled from the vaccine. Everybody's got physical problems from the vaccine. They masked you. The mask didn't work. They did nothing for you except cut your oxygen off and stick a dirty, filthy diaper on your face all day long and make you inhale the most disgusting, noxious poison fumes possible. They locked you down. It achieved absolutely nothing except it made you bankrupt or cost you your job or shut down your business, but it did nothing for the virus. If you ever listen to government again, you're a moron.
If you have certain chronic conditions, such as heart disease,
asthma,
diabetes, and you're 19 years of age or older,
52, 36,
42, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'm going to ask my doctor
about getting vaccinated
with Prevnar 20.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More than 25 million people in the southeast are bracing for a stormy Mother's Day weekend. Damaging winds, hail, and tornadoes are all in the forecast today from Alabama to Virginia. The severe weather will then move to the Central Plains and the Midwest. This comes after tornadoes left a trail of damage in Texas and Oklahoma on Wednesday. More than 7,000 power outages remain in both states, with 13,000 in Louisiana. A radical abortion group calling itself Ruth Sent Us announced this week that it's mobilizing activists to enter enter Catholic churches during Mass this upcoming Sunday in response to reports that the Supreme Court is set to overturn Roe v. Wade. President Biden meeting with manufacturing leaders in Hamilton, Ohio today. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Welcome back to the show, The Root, The Root, The Root's on fire. Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show. My great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I've never been fat a day in my life. But I did have, I didn't know this, but I had 25 pounds of inner body fat to lose. And I lost in 88 days and gained 10 pounds of muscle. And now It's like 17 or 18 months later, and I look fantastic, and I feel fantastic, and everywhere I go, people tell me, you look younger than you've ever looked in your life, and everybody says, you've lost a lot of weight. I haven't lost anything. I'm down like 5 pounds. That's it. But they think I look great, so they assume it's lost weight. It's lost inner body fat because of Energized Health. And John and Chelsea have the only patent pending in the world for a method of achieving intracellular hydration. No one else has this science of inner body hydration. Call them right now at Energized Health. You get 40% off by just saying WAR, Wayne Alaroot. You're a fan or a friend of WAR. It's 40% off. 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Or go to energizedhealth.com. We've got our guest with us, Mark Mix, president of the National Right to Work Committee and president of the National Right to Work Legal Defense Fund. Mark Mix, welcome to the Wayne Alaroot Show.
Wayne, it's good to be on with you. It's a privilege to work with the hardest man and the hardest working man in media. Your voice indicates that you need a break.
Yeah, my voice is pretty weak right now. But, you know, people think I do a three-hour national radio show, but this week I hosted 4 hours of national TV guest hosting and really auditioning for my own TV show. And I also was a guest on many radio shows, and I've got my podcast and my video. And so I'm just, and I talk all day, and I, you know, I'm just long days, long days. But I'll be okay. I'll be back on Monday with a strong voice. So, look, it's a great honor to have you on because I know the work you've done with the National Right to Work Committee. And one of my favorite topics is teachers. I was just talking to someone last night at a party, and they said to me how their son-in-law is like a communist. And I said, what does he do? And they said, he's a teacher. And I said, oh. There you go. There you have it. It seems like every teacher is like a trained Marxist. It's unbelievable. And they all hate Wayne Root. They all hate Rush Limbaugh. They all hate Donald Trump. Every teacher is the same, and I don't know why. I know there's exceptions to the rule, obviously. But it's just overwhelmingly teachers are so liberal. And the president of the American Federation of Teachers basically said the other day that And Biden repeated it, that when a kid goes into school, they don't belong to the parent anymore. They belong to the teachers and the teachers' union. And that's crazy talk.
Yeah, indeed it is, Wayne. And, you know, we saw a little bit of evidence of the reaction to that type of attitude here in Virginia back last year in November when Terry McAuliffe, the candidate for governor, the Democrat candidate for governor, said that, you know, that parents shouldn't be involved in their children's education. And he ended up losing in a state that's elected a Democrat governor for, the last 12 years or 15 years. And so we saw the moms, the mama bears, if you will, from Loudoun County start a drive that basically is radiating across the country. And, you know, Wayne, one of the silver linings of COVID was that parents got a visual impact of what's being taught in their schools. And when they saw this, they reacted. And when Randy Weingarten found out the teachers were getting mad, she told them to sit down and shut up, that their kids weren't theirs. And I think that radical change, that radical perspective is going to make a huge change as we approach November of this year in state after state across the country, because the nature of the educational system has changed radically since you and I were there, Wayne, when we really did get taught mathematics and reading and some science. Now it's about sociology and psychology and physiology and flawed physiology, if I want to get into it more specifically.
Well, I mean, my question is, to Mark Mix, what are we going to do, Mark? How do we change this dynamic when all the teachers are brainwashed communists, all the teachers are Marxists, all the teachers are socialists, all the teachers are progressives, all the teachers are radical union members, and their goal in life is to indoctrinate our children in transgender ideology, and they want to help them to change their sex and not tell their parents about it and go on puberty blockers and change their clothes in special closets at school, teach them critical race theory that America's evil and all white people are evil. This is the kind of brainwashing going on. How do you, at the National Right to Work Committee, how do you think we're going to change this? What do you suggest?
Well, our primary objective is to take away the power of union officials that have control over school boards and county commissions and city councils across the country. You know, Franklin Roosevelt set a pretty interesting roadmap for America when he talked about unionization. I mean, back in the 1930s when we were unionizing by federal decree, private sector employees, he was asked whether or not it we should do this in the public sector. And so it's unthinkable we would do it in the public sector. But yet here we are, Wayne, with a union membership that's basically 50% government employees across the nation. And the power that's resident and why union officials have so much control over the school system, over the government school system, is because they've been granted this monopoly power to negotiate the entirety of working conditions for teachers who may not have asked for it, may not have wanted them, never voted for them, but yet are forced to associate with a radical group that's run by Randy Weingarten, who talks about, you know, when you talk about changing critical race theory or debating it in schools, that she says, quote, this is the way in which wars start. That's her quote. So we've got to take away the union's power in the government sector. And that power is, you know, they basically crafted it after the private sector labor relations model, which is definitely different than government. Government by necessity or by definition provides necessary services to the public. And yet we've given a third party, a private organization, labor union officials, a unique place in between taxpayers and their elected officials. And that's really how the problem starts. You go back into the late 70s, actually all the way back to the late 1950s when Wisconsin was the first state to adopt public sector unionization. And then you watch it flow across the country and you see states like California, Illinois, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut that are financially broke because they basically have to kowtow to union officials in the government sector that have monopoly control over not only our government school system, but our county and local and state governments.
Yeah, it's a bad situation. You know, I was at a big event here, a conservative event in Las Vegas a few days ago, and one of the candidates for governor, Joey Gilbert, is a great guy, by the way, really great guy, and he chose me to be MC of the event. It was really an eye-opening event because Joey gave some statistics about the failures of schools in Nevada, and I'm assuming that if I give you those stats, you know, the generalities of those stats, you'll say those are the same everywhere in the country. That's why the Mama Bears came out in Virginia. Joey was talking about, you know, almost every human being that graduates from Las Vegas schools needs remedial math, remedial reading, just to go to a community college, and that the local college here, UNLV, which is not a community college, they had to establish remedial math and reading programs just to take the incoming freshmen, because they graduate without any knowledge of reading, writing, or arithmetic, and they got to start all over again when they get to college. I assume we see that all over the United States, right?
Yeah, indeed. In fact, just last week, the teacher union official in Illinois, the state president of the teachers union there, said that they want to stop testing because, unfortunately, Wayne, they're getting the results that your friend talked about in Nevada. They want to just stop it so they can't be held accountable. And that's really the problem. We have to hold them accountable. And I think the more we learn about what's happening in the educational system, you know, Governor Sisolak and the legislators in Carson City have expanded union power over the last 2 years. They've expanded government union power, more control over taxpayers, more control over citizens, more control over the students in the government school system out there, and yet no one seems to talk about it when they talk about what the end result of this power that union officials have been granted to control the educational system, the government school system in America.
The other thing that Joey Gilbert, our candidate for governor, mentioned is that, and this was surprising to me, I don't think he meant in the state, I think he meant just in Las Vegas, Clark County, the teachers union is not as powerful as people think, and I think it's only 49% of the teachers belong to the Clark County Teachers Union. That doesn't mean the others are non-union and they're private sector. It means they belong to, I think, another private union that they've got, but they elected to opt out of the official teachers union here in Las Vegas. I assume that's a trend around the country as well.
Yeah, indeed. You know, we won a U.S. Supreme Court case. Our National Right to Work Legal Defense Foundation won a Supreme Court case in June of 2018 called Janus v. AFSCME, which basically says that no government employee anywhere in America, no local employee, no school teacher, no firefighter, no police officer can be forced to pay union dues or fees to work for their government. The majority of the court said that everything that government unions do, including teachers unions, is political by nature, Wayne, because they're redressing government. They're trying to impact how government spends resources, how they they provide services. And so what the majority of the Supreme Court said is that no worker can be forced to pay dues or fees to keep their jobs. Of course, Nevada is a right-to-work state for private sector employees and public sector employees. No one can be forced to pay dues. They can if they choose to do so. They can join the union if they want to do that voluntarily, but they can't be compelled. 27 states across America have those laws on the books that protect workers in that right. But you are onto something here. There is a change because I think a lot of teachers across the country are looking at what their so-called representatives like Randy Weingartner saying, you know, the teacher union boss in Los Angeles said that, you know, there's no such thing as education loss, and we don't have to worry about whether or not the kids learn their multiplication tables or can read properly. What they did learn was the difference between a riot and an insurrection. That's the teacher union boss in charge of education in Los Angeles, California.
Yeah, and I, you know, look, as a kid growing up and then all these years as a conservative commentator, I always worried about indoctrination of communism and Marxism and socialism and anti-capitalism. But even I never imagined so much of the agenda in schools today would be about transgender and changing your sexual identity. Where the heck did that come from?
Well, Wayne, unfortunately, I think it came from Columbia University at the start.
Hey.
I mean, I know you have skin
my
on your
alma mater
that says that you're there.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
I know that's where you're from. But, you know, the Frankfurt School and the Columbia School of Education, where they taught teachers back in the 1920s and 1930s, you began to see that agenda, that perspective, that ideology start to make itself known in the educational sector, in the training of teachers. And now it's, you know, gone off the rails, frankly, in most educational schools across the country.
Crazy stuff. Mark Mix is fighting on your side. Thank God we have people like Mark, president of the National Right to Work Committee, president of the National Right to Work Legal Defense Foundation. Mark Mix, great patriot. Thank you for all you do for America, my friend.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There are some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, a MyPillow for the rest of your body. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. That's MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use my promo code USA, or you can call 1-800-951-8175. That's 1-800-951-8175. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Kyle LeBrew, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LeBrew stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LeBrew, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLeBrew.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LeBrew for Congress. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn from my great friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life, literally. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 16 months later, I look the best of my life. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. John and Chelsea have the only patent pending in the world for a method of achieving intracellular hydration. Now, that's credibility. The patent application includes over 500 pages of science, sequencing, and processes of how to transform your cells so they can hydrate, allowing you to lose fat and upgrade your health and immune system. No one else has this science of inner body hydration. It's all set up in a program that's simple and scientific. This is your time to be healthy from the inside out and be the best you can be. Energized Health is offering my fans the war 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off! Call 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All right, we know the roots. The roots, the roots, the roots on fire. A couple of emails that I got in the break that I wanted to read to you. First of all, Dave, who's a great fan of the show from Pennsylvania. Dave sent a beautiful picture of his new grandson. And he said, Wayne, we're sitting at home on a miserable, raining Friday with our daughter and 2-month-old grandson and oldest grandson who's sitting behind me listening to Root. So they're all sitting around the table listening to the Wayne Root Show. So hello to the entire Herman family from War, Wayne Allyn Root. Love to have you guys in the audience and appreciate you being such wonderful patriots. Here's one from Paul. Paul says, correct me if I'm wrong, Wayne, but my understanding of the big steal, meaning the 2020 election, stolen election, is that only 40,000 votes among 3 states prevented one of our greatest presidents from serving a second term. 11,000 votes in Arizona, 10,000 votes in Georgia, 20,000 votes in Wisconsin. That's like filling Fenway Park. I imagine the Dow would be around 40,000. We know the border would be secured, inflation near zero, and the world would not be on the edge of World War III. 40,000 votes. Those SOBs belong in jail. If and when Trump returns to the White House, I hope this time he takes no prisoners. Paul. Thank you, Paul. Well, that's correct. I mean, those 3 states, you reverse them and Trump wins the presidency. That is true. And then Babylon Bee is a very funny website. Every day they've got something hilarious. Today's headline is, Joe Biden repeats false claim that he once had an abortion. Just days after making an accurate fact-based claim that MAGA was the most extreme political organization in American history, Joe Biden fell back into it, and they're being facetious there, obviously. Joe Biden fell back into his habit of making false assertions about his past, claiming that he once had an abortion. Back in around the 1970s when I was, you know, a young single black woman, I had to make a choice between keeping or killing or killing or keeping the where was I, the dead child, you know, putting food on the table, claimed the real president behind a fake lectern in a fake press room with fake windows on the set of a fake White House. Biden continued, back then I was trucking cross-country while fighting street gangs and marching with Rodney King to protest the Klondike Bar, and to protest the Klondike Bar Klan. I had no choice but to murder my unborn child, molasses. Fact checkers labeled the president's claims as mostly true, then pulled bottles of hard liquor from their desk drawers and drank till the warmth of inebriation gave them fleeting respite from the gaping hollow void that ceaselessly harrowed their souls. Biden has promised to fight hard until every woman has the right to flapjack the waffle iron on a from diggle to crap for pressure, just like he did. This man shared misinformation online, so the Ministry of Truth detained him for questioning. Will he stand strong in the face of torture is the question. That's how the story ends. So, Babylon B, very funny. Yeah, abortion. Hunter would have been the target of that one. Maybe that's why Hunter is the way he is. You ever think about it? Failed abortion. Could be. You never know. Never know. He certainly seems to have brain problems, I'll tell you that much. Hunter is one of the most dysfunctional human beings in the history of the United States of America. I've never seen such an extreme dysfunctional human being. And I know there's lots of rich people with dysfunctional kids, but I've never seen one that dysfunctional. That's pretty crazy. About the only thing that tops that is every single time I see someone who is like a man dressed as a woman or a woman dressed as a man, you know, acting like they're the opposite sex of what they are, totally confused sexually and dysfunctional and weird and bizarre, it always turns out that, you know, they're Democrats. And this is the Democrat Party. Weird, strange, bizarre people who don't know what they are, can't even figure it out if they're a man or a woman. It's so strange. So, I mean, that's even stranger than Hunter. At least Hunter Biden knows he's a guy who likes ladies, right? He's a little extreme in that category, but at least he knows what he likes. But, you know, everything else about the guy is so extreme and so dysfunctional. And that's the Biden family, and that's the Democrat Party, and that's Democrats. Bunch of bizarre people who are trying to make you believe that their actions and the way they look is normal, and that all of us who are normal and go to church on a Sunday morning and raise our families and have spouses we love, and, you know, we're completely clear as to who we are sexually. I'm a man, you're a woman. I'm not confused about that. We're the abnormal ones. That's what they're trying to convince you. And that racism is when a white person tells the truth about crime in a big city. And it's not racism to say, let's preach ideology that white people are all evil and bad, and you should hate white people, and if you're white, you should hate yourself and apologize for being white. No, that's not racist at all. It's very strange. Their entire life is about what Saul Alinsky taught you to do, right? Look in the mirror. Whatever you see, blame the other guy. So if you're dysfunctional, call the Republican Party dysfunctional. If you are hateful, call the Republican Party hateful. If you're a criminal, say the Republican Party's corrupt. That's what Democrats do all day long. Liberty Projects, let me mention them real quick on the way out of this segment. Their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They own the Shiloh Ranch outside Las Vegas, which used to be Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch, and they've repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. And the program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help. We can't let that happen. Please help support the Liberty Projects by playing in their annual golf tournament June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. Register at vetsandhorses.com. 100% of all proceeds are used for the program to help military vets and horses. Help support a great organization. Register at vetsandhorses.com. And if you don't play golf, just give a contribution right there. vetsandhorses.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Four.